Every country in the European Union has now approved what amounts to a constitution for Europe. Every country except one, Ireland, said no the first time around. The Irish voters are going back to the polls today. If the constitution is approved, it would lay out how the EU would develop. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on what's at stake.
Few people in Europe really know what the European Union does, and few people have read the Lisbon Treaty. It's full of commitments to streamline the EU and make it more accountable, and to cooperate on a range of different issues, from the environment to fighting organised crime. The treaty will also bring in an EU president. Tony Blair is apparently interested in the job, and a foreign policy chief to help Europe speak more with one voice. Plenty of people here in Dublin, like law student Dan Hayden, think it's a great document.
I'll be voting yes. Yes, please.
Why?
Personally, I can only speak about the personal things that matter to me. Climate change. Like, I think it seems so common sense that states need to work together on this. Energy security. Researching clean technologies. I want to see sharing between different European states that can pool their resources. Those are all good reforms.
The Irish people have already voted on the Lisbon Treaty once before, last year, and rejected it. But so important is it for the EU that concessions were made to the Irish government on a number of issues, and Dublin agreed to present it to its people again. In the interim, though, the Irish economy almost collapsed. Now, big business is pushing even harder for a yes vote. Michael O'Leary is the founder of cut-price airline Ryanair and one of Ireland's most successful businessmen.
We're bankrupt. The only difference between Iceland and Ireland is not one letter, but our membership of Europe and our membership of the Euro. The people who are bailing us out are Europe and the European Central Bank.
This argument, and the argument that passing the Lisbon Treaty is almost a precondition for recovery, has swayed many. And it may be enough to push the treaty through, but it has by no means persuaded everyone.
We have made a request to the Department of Transport, to the Minister of Transport, for a meeting. If we don't get a response, or we get a negative response, this protest will escalate.
The tanking of the Irish economy has brought all sorts of people onto the streets here, such as taxi drivers protesting yesterday. For drivers like David Weaver, the problem is that the Lisbon Treaty gives too much power to Brussels. He says he will vote no again like he did last year.
It will have a devastating effect on all of society. Both our rights, our fundamental rights, our constitutional rights. What they're saying is might is right. The history of Europe can tell you what that leads to. It's not so long ago when the last person wanted an empire of Europe. We all know the consequences.
Such statements, comparing the European Union with Hitler, have become part of the general use of fear and emotion by both sides to promote their arguments. Professor Ben Tonra of University College Dublin sees parallels with recent debates in the United States.
So that, for example, in the US, with your health debate and people talking about death panels and people talking about, you know, whether or not President Obama is legitimately president by virtue of his birth certificate, you have people here in Ireland today looking at the Lisbon Treaty. We're looking, you know, people making claims about abortion, about forced conscription into European armies, about cuts in our national minimum wage, none of which could or would happen, and everybody has said that. But nonetheless, people are emotionally engaged in this in a way that raises a lot of heat with very little light.
What Tonra and others worry is that the Irish, understandably angry at their government for its economic failures, could end up voting no on the treaty, even though the treaty may be in their best economic interests.
If there's a no vote, the Lisbon Treaty is dead, but the European project is in serious crisis. Because everything that the European Union plans to do for the next 5 to 10 years has been predicated on the passage of the Lisbon Treaty.
For decades, European countries have tried to resolve the tension between exercising their sovereignty while cooperating effectively in Europe. Clearly, that tension is as difficult as ever to maintain. If the no vote wins again, the concern is that cooperation with allies, especially the US, will suffer while the European Union regroups. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.